Hello and welcome to the Tommy Divine Podcast. Welcome back to the show, the program. Here it is, October 28th. It is early morning here on a Thursday. And it's been a while since we've seen each other, hasn't it? It's been about a month. Yeah. So I took a few weeks to kind of just see where things were going in the NFL, because as this league, if you know, right? So in this league, you have to wait a certain couple of weeks before you start to kind of weed out who's in, who's out. Things are kind of weird. So, you know, since the last time we talked, the Indianapolis Colts were in peril. Now they're 3-4. They seem to be on maybe a right track here going into week 8. They look like an interesting team coming off a game in San Francisco where it was an absolute downpour, to say the least. And they come out of that game with a victory. But talking about my Colts, because that's kind of one reason I kind of was off for a little while, is because I just the league was just frustrating me so much, and the Colts were just not playing to their standards. You know, they were turning the football over. At certain times, they were, you know, blowing leads to the Ravens on Monday Night Football, things like that. So, you know, I'm back. I'm better than ever. I feel rejuvenated. I took a few weeks off. So I just wanted to say that, you know, I apologize for that, because, you know, I know you guys listening, you guys that are diehard fans probably missed me for a few weeks here and there. But yeah, I mean, since I've been gone, you know, terrible kicking. As always, just horrible field goal misses. And a team in the AFC West that has made two straight Super Bowls looks to be out of the playoff picture. Is that even possible? Is it emergency times here in Kansas City for the Chiefs? We'll talk about that here in a little bit. But first, let's take a look at Week 7. What we missed, what we saw, and boy, what did I see. Like I talked about earlier in the intro, San Francisco downpour, Colts huge win, 3-4 now for them, trying to climb into this AFC playoff picture, trying to get back on the saddle. They have a big game this week against the Titans. We'll talk about that here in the picks and the spread here later. But, you know, Week 7, interesting week. You know, Packers cruise, since that Week 1 debacle against the Saints, they've been pretty much out for blood ever since. Nice win against Washington. And like, you know, like we said, Chiefs just getting killed against Tennessee on Sunday. Ryan Tannehill looks like Patrick Mahomes. Patrick Mahomes looks like the garbage man. So, you know, I really don't know what to think. It really is dire times in Kansas City. I mean, the defense is atrocious. Patty Mahomes is leading the league in interceptions. I mean, I once said that this guy is going to end up being the best quarterback of my lifetime with some of the stuff that he's been pulling off recently. But very recently, he's just been so bad. Just absolutely horrible. And I don't really understand. I mean, this team just, you know, for a while it was, okay, the defense is bad. All right. And then in the Super Bowl, it was like, oh, okay, the offensive line is bad. And now it's starting to kind of be everybody. And I think for a while we were just so used to, oh, okay, this is the same team that, you know, the Texans come in, put up this many points, okay, they'll come back, they'll win. You know, this is the same team that we think can come back from a lot and come back and win. Not the same team. This is a completely different football team, a former shell of what they once were. And I'm not ready to say that this team is horrible, or, you know, this team is dead yet, but they need some CPR. And, you know, they're 3-4, and in the AFC, it's a very clotted, what is looking to be a pretty clotted seventh seed. A lot of teams here at the bottom trying to fight for playoff spots, and a lot of teams kind of, you know, the NFC is more top-heavy with Green Bay, Arizona, Dallas, the Rams. just to say a few, but we'll figure that out on Thursday, though. Kind of that Packers Cardinals, but we'll get to that. But the AFC playoff picture, you look at it now, if we're looking at, you know, it's week eight. So, you know, Cincinnati 5-2, Vegas 5-2. Those two teams will play each other down the road at some point in the regular season and play in the playoffs. Tennessee 5-2. I think they're frauds, though. Just saying. Just going to put that out there. I know Tannehill played well. I know Derrick Henry is, you know, another man among men. But, you know, come the playoff time, I just don't think Tennessee has the quarterback to take them there. And it all comes down to quarterback play. It really does. And, you know, I know Tannehill's been playing well, but you're telling me he's going to go into Vegas or Cincinnati or Buffalo in a playoff game in the snow? I just don't buy it. Tannehill's not built for that. So, you know, Tennessee, I think, could be fraudulent. Buffalo's 4-2. They're steadily creeping. Baltimore, 5-2, and they would get the 5 seed right now. And they're 5-2. The Chargers, 4-2. Cleveland, 4-3. Pittsburgh, 3-3. New England, 3-4. Indy, 3-4. Kansas City, 3-4. Denver, 3-4. So, like I said, not a whole lot of separation between these teams in the AFC. And then, you know, you got the bottom, Jets, Jacksonville, Miami, Houston. Those teams are done, I would assume. I mean, you've seen crazier things, but I would assume those teams are done. But, you know, from Denver up, it is a very close race in the AFC for who's going to get playoff spots. And never too early to start thinking about the playoffs. And, you know, this is going to be a really interesting, at least on the AFC side of things. You look at the NFC side, okay? And, my God. I mean, you have Arizona 7-0, which I do not think they will go undefeated. You have Tampa's at 6-1. They would get the 2 seed right now if the season ended. Green Bay would be 6-1. Or they are 6-1 right now. They'd be the 3 seed. Dallas 5-1 would be the 4 seed. The Rams 6-1. They'd be the 5 seed. Because their only loss is to Arizona. And New Orleans would get the 6th seed, 4-2. And then the 7th spot would go to Minnesota at 3-3. Now, who's behind Minnesota, do you ask? This 7th seed is going to be crazy, whoever gets the 7th seed. I think those 6 teams are pretty sure a lock. Maybe New Orleans drops out of that. We'll see how they play. But here we go. You got Atlanta, 3-3. People forget Atlanta's still in the hunt here. They are not dead by any means. And a lot of people say they're terrible. But they're 3-3. And I've looked at their schedule, and it really isn't that bad considering other team schedules, like, for instance, the Vikings, who have trips and games against Dallas, Baltimore, the Chargers coming up. So, you know, they still have to play the Packers twice. So if you're looking at the Vikings schedule and saying, can they really make that 7th seed? Is that logistically possible? I just don't see it. I mean, Packers twice, Chargers, Ravens, Cowboys, you know. And I think the stint right now they got going is Cowboys on Sunday night here on Halloween. Then they have, I think, the Ravens and then the Chargers. That's tough. That is a tough hill to climb if you're in Minnesota. Can they do it? I think so. Maybe. That was a, you know, that's a maybe. It's a very, very huge maybe. But you look at the Falcons schedule, and I know the Falcons like to choke games away. But, you know, they keep finding ways to win these games close, all right? And they even hung in with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers when they played first time around here a few weeks ago. But you look at their schedule. They have the Panthers this week. Very winnable game. At the Saints, that's probably a loss. Cowboys, at the Cowboys, probably a loss. Patriots on Thursday night, that's a toss-up. I don't think the Patriots are very good, but whatever. Then you get the Jaguars, that's a win. Buccaneers at home, probably a loss. Unless Buccaneers have the division wrapped up by then. Falcons, or Panthers again, win. Niners, I think they can beat the Niners. Lions, Bills, Saints. So, it's a lot easier of a schedule than Minnesota. Now, you know, people say, well, New England and Tampa, those are tough, you know, and Cowboys. Yeah, those are tough teams, but if you're just looking at, like, how many wins you can get, because I'm looking at this, I think they can at least beat the Lions and the Jags. That's two more wins, right? That's five, right? That's five wins right there. Plus, I think you can beat the Patriots. It's Thursday Night Football. That's six wins. Could 6-10 get you that seventh spot in the NFC? I don't know. You know, could they win that Bills game? The Bills will probably be sitting their starters by then. Unless the Bills are trying to play for that one seed, which, you know, who knows? And then, you know, I think they could split some of these, you know, will they beat the Panther, or, you know, will they beat the Bucks twice? It is all going to depend on, hey, our team's going to be resting people or not. That's what's going to come down to ultimately. But yeah, so that's an interesting little caveat here I wanted to explain here at the top of the show, because that's a very interesting spot for who's going to get that 7 seed in the NFC. And a lot of teams right now, and we'll go back to the AFC, just so heavily clotted. There's so many teams that you feel there's no really superb team that's climbing to the top because, okay, you know, Chargers go into Baltimore, get whooped, okay? Then the Bengals go in and just whoop on the Ravens. So everything's now messed up. It's like you think, okay, well, the Bills are great. Well, the Bills lose to the Titans. Okay. Well, are the Chiefs still good? Well, Titans beat them. Okay. Well, the Ravens look really good. They just beat the Chargers. Oh, but they just lost to the Bengals. Well, okay. So, you know, it's going to be a very close race in the AFC. NFC, will take care of itself. AFC will be fun, though, for sure. But yeah, just very, very interesting playoff scenario for you there at the top. But yeah, week 7, interesting Thursday night game. Baker's out. Zach Wilson goes out. Couple of injuries, the teams. But yeah, Buccaneers kill the Bears. Fields looks horrible. I think he got negative fantasy points. He was bad. You know, Bengals look really good. I think they were probably the Bengals and the Titans are probably the best-looking teams of the weekend. You know, I'm not a huge Tannehill fan, like I've said previously, but he's playing well enough right now. So we'll see where that gets him. Ja'Marr Chase is unbelievable for the Bengals. And that team looks to be poised to win some ball games, maybe go to the playoffs. Dare I say, for the Bungles, Cincinnati Bungles Super Bowl? Should I stop calling them the Bungles? I don't know. But here's the thing I do know. Dynamic duo there in Cincinnati, in Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase. But yeah, he looks really good. Prior rookie of the year, I would say, for Ja'Marr. And, you know, it's funny because everybody in preseason was just giving that guy so much flack about how he couldn't catch the ball, he couldn't do this, do that. Just proves the preseason, regular season, night and day. But, yeah, just a few of the week headlines for week 7. Giants beat the Panthers. The Panthers, since I think we've talked, have just gone off a complete, on a completely different divergent path that we even thought. I mean, this team was 3-0, and then boom, before you know it, they just took a big dookie on the AstroTurf. I mean, this team is dog water now. This team is dog water without McCaffrey. Chuba Hubbard's come in and not really replaced the type of production that he could do. Sam Darnold still seeing ghosts in the Meadowlands taking on the Giants this weekend. Saw a ton of them. You know, it's Halloween time, so he's got to be seeing those ghosts in the Meadowlands again, especially when he's facing the Giants in his old stomping grounds as a Jet. So, you know, scary stuff, scary times for the Panthers right now. I know there's a whole lot of Deshaun Watson talk. Apparently, from what I've heard, it looks like Miami's going to win that sweepstakes. Not a good sweepstakes if you're Miami. This guy has a lot of dark clouds hanging over him, as we all know. A lot of allegations, a lot of different legal proceedings that have to take its own course. And we'll see what happens with that. But as for now, you know, the Panthers are just, they're somewhere else. I don't know where they are, but they are not a good football team. I will tell you this, though. The Detroit Lions may have a bad record. They are 0-7. But they are a good football team. They have heart. They have toughness. And that's why I like an Lion team. They aren't good talent-wise. But they have heart. And that's what you like out of this team. And you know, you got a coach in Matt Campbell or Dan Campbell or, you know, Jason Campbell or whoever this Campbell guy is. Chunky Noodle Soup over here. He's crying post-game speeches. He's so sobbing because they're so close. Justin Tucker, 60,000-yard field goal, loss. Another field goal by Vikings kicker, loss. It's just, it never ends for these Lions. And, you know, they go for 2 points, get it, somehow give up points. It's sad. And, you know, a guy like Coach Campbell, who likes to cry and likes to be emotional and you know, finally got on his quarterback this week, Jared Goff, for being a bad quarterback, which no duh, have you seen this guy? Jared Goff, no bueno. That's why he needed to get out of Los Angeles. He did. Congratulations to Sean McVay for somehow getting him out of there. And Matthew Stafford playing against his old team this week. Now, I will say this. The Lions look competitive in that game for a while. The Lions are one of those teams that they are a good, bad team. They will stick around. They will fight you till the end. They are a rocky team. They will go the distance with you, but they will still lose. They will go the distance. They will be the Rocky Balboa team. And, you know, give them credit. Give them credit where credit is due. You know, they stick it in there. They go the distance. They fight all those rounds, and they take their punishment. Tons of punishment. Tons of punches to the brain. And somehow don't collapse and die on the floor. They still keep getting up, picking themselves up, and go and play some football. Now, that being said, like I said, this is not a talented team. This is not a good team. They have talented players. They just can't put it together. Now, will this team win a game? Yes, they will. They will walk ass backwards into a win. They will. It'll just happen. It's the nature of the beast. Things happen like this all the time. You know, some team, you know, will get favored by 17.5 points against them or something, and the Lions will cover and they'll win. It's just the Lions' way. They try to screw teams all the time like that. But, you know, screwing teams, that's the Lions' yeah, that's the Lions' way. So, all right, enough about that. We got Halloween week this week. Thought it would be appropriate time to come back and talk about week 8 of the National Football League picks, spreads. We got them here on the Tommy Devine podcast. So excited. The other reason also I left real quick for a little while. Also trying to get some guests lined up for this season. I know we're a little under halfway through the season here. Week 18 will be the last, but trying to get some more guests here on the show. Got some few people in the works in the lineup, so stay tuned for that. I might get some more guests from different places, and hopefully we can get some more people on the show. But yeah, thank you guys for being patient though, for sure. Still listening, and yeah, we got week 8 lines, which week 8, Thursday night. What a game this is. Could this be the best game of the year so far? Possibly. And it's on Thursday night. Arizona hosting Green Bay. A lot of old history between these two. These two like to meet in the NFC playoffs a lot. Of course, we all remember the Hail Mary by Rodgers. A couple overtimes, I think, in one of those games. Some great matchups between these two. You know, Packers 6-1, Arizona 7-0. How does this not get Sunday Night Football? I don't know. It gets Thursday night. It's Joe Buck. Well, is Joe Buck calling the World Series? I don't know. He might actually go to Arizona for this. Because I guess Houston to Arizona from the World Series really isn't that far of a trip, right? So maybe he will make it. I don't know. But if it is Joe Buck, that's sad. But anyway, enough about baseball. That's enough of that. I hate the Astros. Point said. You're not supposed to hate anything, but you're allowed to hate the Astros. Arizona, 6.5-point favorites against the Packers. I think that line is extremely high. I like the Packers to cover. But as I just thought of that, I forgot that Devontae Adams and Luis Valdez-Scantling both have COVID. So, putting that in mind, I'm going to take Arizona by 3. I'm going to take them to win at home. DeAndre Hopkins also has COVID, but they have the receivers. They have Rondell Moore. They've got a lot more talent in the barrel that they can use. And I know J.J. Watt's out in the defense, but they still can bring some pressure on that side of the ball as well. I like the Cardinals to win, but they'll win by 3. This game's super close. Rodgers keeps it in them. But I think at home, Arizona, Kyler Murray makes too many plays. Give me Arizona. All right. Sunday, Halloween, All Hallows Eve. Got the 1 o'clock slate. And I'm trying to figure out what burn your cable box game I want. Regularly, it'd be Bengals-Jets, but the Bengals are actually really good, so it's kind of sad. I've got it, but we're going to save it for later. Panthers and Falcons. Atlanta's favored by 3. It's at 1 o'clock. It's a win or go home, basically. Loser-leaves-town. Loser-leaves-town match. Whoever loses this probably is not making the playoffs. So this is actually a big game. It's not good teams that are playing, but it's basically whoever wins still has a shot to playoffs. The loser, probably not. Falcons are favored by 3. I like the Falcons by 1.5. I think it's close. I know the Panthers just got beat by the Giants at Meadowlands, but I like the Panthers team close. This is kind of a kitchen sink game for them. I think the Falcons take them a little bit less seriously. That's what gets them in trouble. I like the Falcons by 1. 1.5. Falcons by 1.5. Okay. Dolphins at the Bills. Bills favored by 13.5. The last time these two played, it was an absolute disaster. The Bills went haywire on them. It wasn't even a close game. I like the Bills to win this game by 13.5. I like the spread. Usually I think these are too high, but the Dolphins are not a very good football team with Tua in. They just, not showing me what I think I should see from that team. And kind of disappointing. Tua's been disappointment this year. I know he's been hurt, but a team, something needs to click, and who knows? If they make some trades, you never know. But if a certain somebody comes on the team and is able to play, maybe that's a different ball club. I don't know. Not saying anything, but, who knows with that. But, I don't like Miami to win this ballgame. I like the Bills. All right, the 49ers at the Bears. All right, this is, I think, another kind of loser leaves town. I think whoever loses this probably doesn't make the playoffs, I would say. But never say never. San Francisco's favored by 4.5 in Chicago. Here's the thing. I don't think the 49ers are really that good. I saw them. They just played my Colts. It was a torrential downpour, I know. But, it looks like that offense is kind of like Garoppolo could put some drives together. It's like there was one three-play drive last week. He was just boom, 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 boom. And then sometimes it's just incoherent nonsense from the offense. And they stall. So, it depends what the Niners offense can put together. But I'll tell you this, if Fields looked like he did last week, which I think he'll play better this week. I think he has to. I know Bosa on the defense for the Niners, but who knows? But I like the Bears to cover here, but I like the Niners by 2. I think the Niners win by like a safety or something. Something kind of wild and wacky. I think the Niners win. But I think it's close. I think Fields kind of bounces back this week. But they don't get the win. All right, the Steelers are 3-3 heading to Cleveland to take on maybe Baker Mayfield plays. Maybe he doesn't. The Browns. Browns favored by 3.5 on Sunday against the Steelers. I think this game needs to be taken over by Cleveland. I know they have injuries, but they still look good with Johnson running the football. If Baker can play, maybe they can salvage this game. I think it's close. I think it's, what was the line again on that? It was 3.5. I think Cleveland covers that. I think they win by three. So I guess they don't cover, but I think they win the game by three. I think it's a field goal game. I think Najee Harris can run really well for the Steelers. Big Ben, I know he's a tree trunk, but, you know, it depends who starts. It really honestly depends who starts for Cleveland. But I like Cleveland to win this ball game, and I think they can win by three. They won't cover, but I think they'll win by three. All right, Eagles at the Lions. Interesting game. Eagles not playing very well as of late. Got killed by the Raiders last week. Lions at home. Philly is favored by 3.5. I think this should be a pick 'em. I do like Jalen Hurts, but some people are calling for Gardner Minshew to play. So here's what I'm thinking. I think this is the week the Lions get a win. What do you say? I like the Lions to win this game outright. Not only do they cover, but I think they win. I think the Eagles are hurting. They go to Ford Field. Lions are so close to getting that coveted win. I think they do it. Why not? Give me the Lions to win. You know, I just think Jalen Hurts, he's a good quarterback. I think he's decent, but just, you know, they need to make a couple moves. Boston Scott, that's running back position? Come on. He's a good back, but they need something better there. I think Jalen Hurts knows it. But I like the Lions to win. Give me the Lions to beat the Eagles. I like that. I think that's a good pick. So, yeah. But, 3.5 is way too high. I think that should at least be a pick 'em. I don't know why the Eagles are favored really that high, but all right. Oh, wow. Wow. My Indianapolis Colts at home to take on the Tennessee Titans. Oh, goodness. The Colts, it's a pick 'em. Colts are favored by 1 against the Titans. That makes me extremely, extremely, extremely nervous. And here's why. Derrick Henry. And our defensive secondary isn't playing super well. But this is a kitchen sink game for the Colts. They won last week in a game they needed to win. Sloppy, but did it well. They could kind of play the same ball control offense. Keep it on the ground with Taylor. We should be able to win this game. I think the Titans are, like I said, I think they're frauds. I think they beat up on a pretty bad Titan team, or pretty bad, excuse me, Chief team. And then, you know, they win that. They win that game against the Bills. Bills should have gone for the field goal, tied, and they didn't. Yeah, so that game is still up in the air. But taking it to overtime, but whatever. So, you know, the Colts to be favored in this is interesting. I'm wondering if someone's out for the Titans. I don't know why that line is so close. But I think the Indy can cover that. I think Indy will win by that, by 1. But very close. Very close line. All right, so Zach Wilson is out for the Jets. And we will see Mike White, not Joe Flacco, even though Flacco got sent over to the Jets from a trade. Somehow he's still playing in this league. I don't know how. But the Cincinnati Bengals, formerly known as the Bungles, get to go to the Meadowlands, take on the Jets. Well, this is an automatic win for the Bengals. Now, saying that the Titans did lose to the Jets, but that's when they had Zach Wilson. And that was for like 1 minute where they thought they maybe were good. But Cincinnati's favored by 10.5. And I think Cincinnati will cover this. Ja'Marr Chase will have a phenomenal game. Joe Burrow will look like Joe Burrow as always. And the Bengals will cruise. This will be a blowout. No questions asked. Moving on. Ugh. God, another blowout. This, by the way, these past 2 weeks have just been so bad. That's another reason I really didn't want to do podcasts, because I look at some of these games on Sunday, and I'm like, these games are terrible. Like, I'll watch them, you know, because I love football, but these are not good football games. I mean, except maybe Colts-Titans, there's not really that many good games. Now, will I watch them and will I be interested in them? Of course I will. I love the game, but these are not good games. Like, Rams-Texans at Houston. Maybe if Tyrod could play, maybe they have a shot. But here's the thing. The Rams are favored by 14.5. The Rams kind of, you know, took it to who did they play last? they played a good team last week. Who did they play? The Cardinals, and they 5-31. And then the first half they were kind of, you know, a little bit frisky against them. So, you know, they've got to. This is tough though. Cardinals and then Rams. I mean, that's a tough schedule. But the Rams were almost going to lose to the Lions possibly too last week. So, what am I to think? Well, here's what I think. Last week it was close because Stafford played his old team. I know he may have said in press conferences, oh, I want to go out there and throw 5 touchdowns, throw 400 yards. No, he didn't. He didn't want to embarrass his old team on national television. Doesn't want to do it. You know what I mean? He don't want to do that. So he took it easy on him. This week, you got the Texans. This is your shot to really go for it. Really put up the numbers, put up the yardage. I like the Rams to win big. I think 14.5's high, but I think they cover it, if that makes any sense. But I think the Rams win. I think it's another blowout game. I don't know why this game's even... at least it's at 1 o'clock. So. All right, now we get into the 4:05 slate. Patriots at the Chargers. Yeah, this is a good game. Maybe, sort of. I don't know about the Patriots. Some weeks they're bad, some weeks they're good, some weeks Mac Jones is decent. Don't really know what to think about for this team, but I do like the Chargers coming off a bye. Now, historically, the Patriots owned the Chargers basically in playoff games. That's when they were out in San Diego. Chargers are favored by 5. I like the Chargers by 6. Probably more. I mean, Herbert really has a shot here. He gets beat up against the Ravens, gets a bye week. Get some time to think, relax, move on. They've had 2 weeks to think about this Patriot team. Ike Herbert comes out, really shows it all. He's at home, SoFi. I think the Chargers win by 2 touchdowns. I know the Patriots kept it close with the Cowboys, but yeah, whatever. I like the Chargers by 2 scores. I do. This team is so multi-talented, and Eckler's so great running the football. Herbert's just awesome. Give me the Chargers by 2 scores. I think it's a lock. Give me that for the lock. Excuse me. Chargers by 2 touchdowns. So, all right. It's another 4:05 game. This is terrible. The 1-5 Jacksonville Jaguars. Congratulations, Jacksonville. Getting a win in London. Still haven't won a game in America. But you might get a shot this week. Against Geno Smith and the Seattle Seahawks. Yep, I said it. Another thing. Geno Smith's now the quarterback of Seattle. Who knew? By the way, Danny Etling is also back with Seattle. Just thought I'd throw that in there. But, yeah. So, Geno Smith's back. Geno Smith and the Seahawks are favored by 3 at home. This is the burn your cable box game of the week. There was a couple nominees. I'm not going to lie. Rams-Texans was a nominee. Bengals-Jets was a nominee. Bills-Dolphins. A lot of these... Yeah, I think Panthers-Falcons was a kind of a nominee, but kind of wasn't, because both of those teams could maybe make the playoffs in the NFC, so it's too early to say, but this is the Bernier Cable Fox game of the week. Jaguars at the Seahawks, it is. Geno Smith versus the Jaguars, like, come on. And I know Trevor Lawrence is good. I do think the Jaguars will make this a game, though, just because it's Geno Smith. No, sorry. I disagree with that. No. I'm going to change my mind. I think the Seahawks win by 2 scores. I think they're frustrated. They keep losing these games barely. I think this is the week Geno Smith that finally starts clicking for him. Like, I think it finally starts to, you know, close win, close loss to the Steelers, close loss to the Saints. Who cares? Give me the Seahawks by 2 scores. I think they finally figure it out. Metcalf could have a nice game. I like the Seahawks. All right, 4:25. We got the Washington professional football team taking on the Denver Broncos. It is the Mark Schlereth Bowl. Yeah, so Denver's favored by 3. I like Taylor Heineke to keep it closer. I like Denver to win by 1 point. I think it's a close game. I really do. I think Denver's still... I don't know. They're one of those. They're kind of with the Patriots where they're like, are they good? Are they bad? Who knows? I don't think they're good, but somehow they're favored in football games. Give me Washington to cover, but I think Denver wins. But close, very close game. I'd see that coming down to field goal kicking. So, which hasn't been great this year, but I do like Washington to cover. I like Taylor Heinicke. I do. He makes plays. He's mobile. He's got McLaurin. I like Washington. So, well, if you know Breeze was here, this would be a lot more fun. But it's Jameis taking on his old team in the Buccaneers, and you know it's like, how can I explain it? It's like if you were the younger child and you got kicked out of your room. And your older brother got to move into your old room. Kind of the same thing, right? Jameis gets kicked out of Tampa. We're going to bring in Tom Brady. You're going to sit behind Drew Brees for a year. You're going to start for the Saints afterwards. And oh, man. Oh, man. So here's the deal. What Jameis do we get this week? That's the question, right? And it's against his old team. He wants to prove his old team wrong. Tampa Bay is favored by 5.5. Saints will cover. I think Saints will lose, but I think it's a 3-point game. I think it's very close. I think Jameis has something to prove in this one. He needs to play Tampa twice. At home for the Saints. They're playing in the dome. Got to give it to Tom Brady, though, but I think it's a 3-point win for them. I think it's very close. I think it's very close. But I do like the Saints to cover. All right, Halloween night. Might be trick-or-treating. Who knows? But the Cowboys at the Vikings. It's a good game. It is. It's a good Sunday night. All the primetime games are good except Monday Night Football. We'll get to that, though. Dallas is favored by 1.5, so pretty much a pick 'em. I like the Cowboys, though, by 2 touchdowns. I think this is a different Cowboy team. The Diggs brothers... Oh, I was about to say the Diggs brothers are playing each other this week. They're not. Diggs is on the Buffalo Bills. Wow. It's like I don't even keep up with current events or anything. Anywho, back to the game. So, Cowboys, this team is a different squad. This is a different Cowboy team that I think we're used to. They're coming off a bye. They're going to Minnesota. It's a nice little game for them. I would say this. I would say that Dallas is going to win by 2 touchdowns. This is a different team. That we're used to with Dallas. Minnesota have been kind of squeaking by these past few weeks. They're going to have a tough schedule here coming up. This starts a downfall for them, I think, a little bit. They got to get Cook going. Mastin, they got a nice little combo there. I can see Kirk Cousins maybe turn the football over a little bit, but it is primetime Kirk, so who knows. But, yeah, I like the Cowboys win big here. I don't know. Zeke can get going. I just like their offense. Dak's looking better than ever, I got to say. He's looking incredible. And I think Dallas, this is their statement game tonight. Sunday Night Football, whole world to watch on Halloween. Give me Dallas by 2 touchdowns. I like it. But, oh boy. Monday Night Football is back to getting terrible games again. The poor Manning cast is back, and they got to do this. The Giants at the Chiefs. Poor Eli. Has to do his own team at Arrowhead. Now, okay. Kansas City is favored by 9.5. The Giants just won 25-3 last week. That line is way too high. The Chiefs will win by 3 points. Yeah. It might be even closer than that. I'm not going to pick the Giants to win, though. I probably should, but Saquon's still doubtful. I just don't know. I mean, they got some injuries. This is a banged-up Giants squad. And Kansas City at home trying to look 4-4. I mean, they're trying to get back in the swing of things. People are denying them all week. They have bulletin board material. I like the Chiefs to win, but I think it's close. I think the defense might cost them a little bit. But I like the Chiefs to win. Very close, though. But I don't think that's a good spread. I think Kansas City is favored way too high. But anyway, let's go through them again. So I got the Chiefs. I got the Cowboys. at the Buccaneers, at the Broncos, of the Seahawks, the Chargers, the Rams, the Bengals, the Colts. This is the first time I've picked the Colts all year, by the way. And I might have said Titans earlier, but I'm going with Colts now. So give me the Colts. I like the Lions. I like the Browns. I like the Niners. I like the Bills. I like the Falcons. And I like the Cardinals. All right, guys. I appreciate you very much for listening to tonight's podcast. Make sure to check out the First and Ten as always. We are thick, very thick, into the Big Ten college football season. We've got Penn State, Ohio State this weekend. Go to the First and Ten. Patrick Feltz, Reed Murray for all your Ohio State and all other Big Ten football coverage. They've got you on the up-to-date minute and news of all things Big Ten football related. Go check them out on the First and Ten podcast. And also, thank you for listening so much to mine. You can find this podcast anywhere. Spotify, iTunes, Apple, anywhere. Anywhere here, and of course on Anchor. So guys, thank you so much for listening. Have a great football week.